My name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and take notes. Today's episode covers the meeting on September 22nd, 2021. First, there were two public hearings. The first was about lowering the tax rate. Houston has two revenue caps, one imposed by Texas and one by Houston voters in 2004. So every year, it seems, council puts forth an ordinance to lower our tax rate to keep us within these revenue caps bounds. No one signed up to speak at the public hearing, and today's tax rate ordinance passed, aka Agenda Item 2, if you want to look it up. Mayor Turner complained about the revenue caps again today. Councilmember Abby Kamen of District C pointed out that the city-imposed revenue cap is more restrictive than the state's. Councilmember at large Mike Knox defended the city-imposed revenue cap, kept calling property tax confiscation, and said that property owners use the money that the city does not confiscate from them to fuel the engine of our economy. Mayor Turner pushed back on this confiscation idea and said that the people of Houston want more police, EMS, and timely trash pickup, to name a few, and these services must be paid for. I had to take a call, but when I came back, CM Kamen was talking about how the city is losing many employees to better paying jobs. Public hearing two was for creating a tax abatement zone for Chewy Inc. That's right, the pet supply company. First things first, I would like to stress yet again how much I do not know about tax abatements and TERS. Now that that is out of the way, here's how I understand it. Chewy wants to set up a product fulfillment center in Harris County's Municipal Utility District Number 421. MUDs are set up for areas that don't have utilities provided by a city. This MUD wants to enter into a tax abatement agreement with Chewy, basically discounting their taxes as incentive to develop in the area. But the MUD doesn't have the authority to create an abatement reinvestment zone, which I don't really know what that is. So the city has to do that so the MUD can move forward. Phew, I'm really sorry about all of this. It's super complicated. Chewy plans to pour about $100 million into developing the site and provide 1,200 jobs, 50% of which they have promised to hire locally. No one signed up to speak, and this will be on the agenda soon. I wanted to include it even though I don't 100% get it, because I think TERS are really important, and I want to understand it, and I want you to understand them also. We are in this together. Next up, the mayor's report. There was much discussion today about recently killed HPD officer William Jeffrey and his wounded comrade, Officer Michael Vance. Mayor Turner initiated a moment of silence before continuing with the meeting. Mayor Turner reported that Houston's COVID-19 numbers have been improving. Here are vaccination numbers of eligible people in Houston as of September 13th. 74.5% only have their first dose, 63.3% have their second dose or are fully vaccinated. The Texas Medical Center reports COVID-19 related hospitalizations are down. The number of city employees currently diagnosed with COVID is down to 250. It was 340 2 weeks ago. But still, 16 to 20 people died yesterday alone of complications from COVID-19. There's also a new wastewater dashboard, which I hoped would be cool, but is actually kind of confusing. You can find it and many other COVID-19 resources, like how to get vaccinated for free ASAP, at houstonemergency.org/COVID-19. Top Chef announced they will film their next season in Houston. Mayor Turner stressed the many awards Top Chef has received and the free PR and goodwill the show will bring to Houston. He also absolutely murdered Padma Lakshmi's name. So sorry, Miss Lakshmi. Now, some agenda items. Agenda item 17 extends an interlocal agreement and contract with Texas A&M Engineering and Experiment Station, which ultimately supports projects that work toward making our airport systems more energy efficient and environmentally friendly. Agenda items 18 and 19 have to do with space stuff. For all those interested, look them up. Agenda item 22 approved more money to a contractor working on Hurricane Harvey debris removal and other related cleanup services. And I'm including it here to remind everyone that the effects of these major storms are felt for years, decades even. There was a lot on the agenda today dealing with various TERS budgets and land additions to various MUDs, which passed with no discussion. Next, we have some councilmember pop-offs. Every CM expressed condolences to Officer Jeffrey's family, well wishes for Officer Vance's recovery, and a very happy early birthday to Mayor Turner. Councilmember Robert Gallegos of District I praised the 1940 Air Terminal Museum on their recent inclusion in the National Registry of Historic Places, but also said that they need the support of the city to continue their important preservation work. Councilmember at Large Michael Kubosch said he wants to get creative on getting more funds for the police because we need to secure our city. Councilmember Tiffany Thomas of District F mentioned the District F Youth Conference on Environmental Justice on October 16th. From the Eventbrite, quote, "Candid discussions about food deserts, water contamination, flooding, air pollution, and community upkeep," end quote. Councilmember at Large Sally Alcorn talked about the sidewalk summit she and CM Robinson put together on September 21st to promote a more walkable city. She said that Houston sidewalks will always be subpar while property owners have the most responsibility for them. Mayor Turner agreed and said that sidewalks should be the responsibility of the city. Councilmember Amy Peck of District A talked about providing testimony to the GLO about how flood mitigation dollars are spent in Texas and encouraged people to find out more and submit their own written testimony at recovery.texas.gov. After CM Kamen's condolences to Officer Jeffrey's family, she added, quote, "We have to get guns off the streets," end quote. She praised recent library accomplishments in Houston and talked about how increased childhood literacy decreases incarceration rates and more. She mentioned some new signs going up in Freedmanstown next week. Councilmember Ed Pollard of District J blamed this week's officer shooting on lax and irresponsible bail rulings by judges. He also plugged a health fair this Saturday at 6060 South Loop Freeway from 10 to 3 in partnership with the Houston Haitian community and spoke out against the brutal treatment of Haitian migrants at the border. Mayor Turner popped in to say that as the president of the African American Mayor Association, he sent a letter to the Biden administration expressing disgust at the treatment of the Haitian migrants and said all immigrants should be treated with dignity and respect. Councilmember Carlos Cisneros of District H announced that there is now free public Wi-Fi at all 12 District H park and recreation centers, which is pretty good news. Councilmember Dave Martin of District E congratulated everyone on making the pop-off longer than the actual meeting, agreed with CM Pollard's critique of judges and lax bail leading to more violence on the streets, and outlined some upcoming District E roadwork. Councilmember Martha Castix Tatum of District K mentioned an upcoming town hall to go over recent changes to the Texas property code. So if you're a homeowner and you're interested, you can RSVP at the District K website. And finally, the drama of the week. This was not mentioned at council, but I just could not let it pass. At a housing committee meeting on Tuesday, former housing director Tom McCaslin accused Mayor Turner of unfairly favoring an affordable housing developer by awarding them federal Hurricane Harvey relief funding and recommending them for a 9% tax credit from the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, even though the housing department recommended different projects that served more people for the same amount of money. McCaslin said Mayor Turner is, quote, "bankrolling a certain developer to the detriment of working families who need affordable homes," end quote. He also said that the competitive process this project went through was a charade and, quote, "I'm being forced to ask my teammates to participate in that charade, and that's not something we can do, and that's not something we will do," end quote. Mayor Turner unsurprisingly fired him several hours later. No mention was made of any of this at today's meeting, and a new interim housing director has already been named. This is important. This is Houston's strong mayor system in action and affects the most vulnerable people in Houston. Here are a few actions you can take, and definitely open to ideas that you might have as well. Hit us up in those DMs. Email CM Thomas, she's the chair of the Housing and Community Affairs Committee, to request an update. Email CM Plummer, she's the chair of the Ethics, Election, and Council Governance Committee, to request an investigation. And you can contact your CM and all at-large CMs because they represent us all to express support for investigative measures. Please read Jen Rice's excellent article and her Twitter thread outlining it all. It's a long link, so it will be in the show notes. And that's it. That was the meeting. Now is the time when I thank all of our Patreon supporters, and we have one new supporter to mention, Robert Sword. Thank you so much. The Patreon is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes, and if you are able, we really appreciate it. Just one little aside, Connor and I were able to attend the Texas Tribune Festival last week, and support from people like our current supporters is what makes stuff like that possible. And we really, really enjoy doing it and recapping it for you all. So we really appreciate it. You can find resources for this episode, including where to watch city council meetings and how to find your city council member and all those people I mentioned earlier that you can email about this housing investigation, in the show notes. This week's episode was recorded by and has music from Joe Wozni. It is produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.